Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. That's what's up. It's Friday. Archive Friday. Scott McMullen in the house. Woohoo! Got any big plans this weekend, Scotty?
I'm going to get that yellow bag out of my tree. Play some drums. Spend some time with my wife. That's the priority right there.
That thing. Bag. Drums. Wife. Good call. Taking you back for the Archive Friday. I think we're going back to like 2014. Ways back here. Mr. Blacksmith makes an appearance on this one. And it's one of our interviews with Kelly Brown's famous cousin. T2, man. Terminator. Awesome guy. Awesome actor. Done everything from The Sopranos to Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash's dad. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our many interviews with Kelly Brown's cousin, Robert Patrick, on Archive Friday. Most of the interviews we do are live. But every once in a while, you know, there are certain people that we can only get after the show ends, so we record the interview.
Sure.
Okay? And this was one of them, because we wanted to talk to Robert Patrick, who's Kelly's cousin. Mm-hmm. And this took place on Wednesday, and after the show. And I'm telling you this because, you know, obviously, had we known about James Gandolfini then, we would have asked, because Robert starred in a stretch of stories on The Sopranos.
Right.
And I'm sure he would have loved to talk about that. But we did get a chance to talk to him before the passing of James Gandolfini, and Kelly's cousin. He's Kelly's cousin as well. He's also in True Blood. But the phone conversation, it's always a great interview with this guy. I love this guy. Went like this. Robert Patrick coming on with us now. The Terminator, The Marine, Walk the Line.
All
excellent
around
actor.
Guy.
Relative of Kelly Brown's. He's joining us now.
That is the most important part of the everything that you mentioned about Mr. Patrick, who's joining us right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the awesome Robert Patrick joins us. Good morning.
Greg.
Yes, Andy, sir.
Laura. Roadkill.
Yeah. Mm. Morning.
Which one is my cousin?
you know, it's funny that you're asking that question right now, because I'm tapping Roadkill on the show going, where's Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly is not here. It's Kelly Brown, Robert.
Where is he?
He had to step out. He had to step out this morning. He's going to be very upset.
Very upset.
Well, I'm sorry I'm missing this opportunity to talk with my cousin, but I'm glad to talk with y'all.
you should just hang up on us now.
No.
We were concerned, to be honest with you, Robert. We were concerned.
Because we had you on the show maybe within the last couple months, and the last time we had you on the show with us, Kelly Brown had brought in a photo album of pictures of you and his family and you and your sisters and brothers and your father and everything, and I had tried to contact your press person to send you these pictures because I figured it was something that would mean something to you.
If you hadn't seen them or something like that.
They were really old pictures of you as a child. And we were nervous that maybe, because I never heard back from your press person, that you thought we were like crazy.
Well, crazy, or maybe it was crossing some line or something.
No. As a matter of fact, somehow I got a couple of those photos. So I guess it worked.
Okay,
well, great.
Well, you don't think we're crazy for sending you pictures of you as a kid?
Hell no. I think it's cool. It's so cool to meet my cousin like that. And you know, it's just, I think it's awesome.
Well, I mean, we are a little crazy in that we just love you so much because you're so wicked awesome. I love you in all your movies.
Yeah, and I just saw you in a movie on cable yesterday called Supercross. And, dude, you were jacked. I mean, you were jacked. I mean, you're a musclehead in that movie.
Yeah. I was jacked in that movie. Yeah, Supercross. I play the owner of a motorcycle shop. I sponsor a guy racing or something.
Yeah, right.
I look back, Robert. I'm looking across. You know, we've had you on many times. We've talked about a lot of the projects that you've done, and now you're on HBO's True Blood. And, you know, this is, now we're in the vampire. We went from the submarine of Last Resort. Now we're hooking up with the vampires. And tell me a little bit about your character, Jackson Hebro.
Well, Jackson Harvo is Alcide Hervo's father.
Mm-hmm.
And Alcide is played by Joe Manganiello.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought me in. There's basically the father-son relationship. We don't really get along that well, and he actually comes and finds me because he's now the pack lead. I help him take over the pack of the werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting because when you you find me last season, I was in a airstream. I'm a drunk old werewolf that lives by himself, and you know, he comes and finds me, and I end up helping him take the pack over. So now the rest of the season is this, you know, sort of us trying to get together again as father and son, and him whether or not he can trust my advice, and me trying to give him advice. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, when was the last time you played a cool dude? I mean, like a nice guy. I mean, you were a nice guy in Supercross,
I guess.
But I mean, like, most of your characters are like bad guys. I just saw the other movie last week with you and with John Cena.
Dude,
and you were killing people left and right.
When was the last time I played a good guy?
Trouble with the Curve. Identity Thief.
Trouble with the Curve was I was a pretty reasonable guy, the general manager of the Atlanta Braves.
And you were giving Clint a break. You were being nice to him.
Being nice to Clint, listening to what he had to say. And then my personal favorite I've done recently, the favorite character I've played is Max Kinnard in Gangster Squad.
Yep.
And I thought you were I thought you were extremely nice in Identity Thief.
You know,
okay. I mean, besides killing five people.
Okay. I guess it's not such a nice role.
I thought he was nice.
Robert, when I look back, I loved Walk the Line. We've talked about it. But every role and every cast that you are surrounded with, you have to take something away from them. You have to learn something from them, I think. I mean, an open-minded actor, and you certainly seem to be that based upon the roles you take. Who have you maybe learned the most from throughout your career? You've done a couple of projects with Clint, with Clint Eastwood. Who have you learned the most from in your travels about your profession?
Oh, that's a great question. And I don't know if I can give you exactly the answer you're looking for. I have walked away with a lot from working with Clint.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with Joaquin Phoenix twice. I've taken a lot away from working with him, and
mm-hmm.
Then there's Bobby Duvall and Billy Bob Thornton. I've worked with those guys a couple times, and the thing that I think that has hit me the most, had the biggest impact, is the fact that we're all dealing with the same set of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Actors are given sort of the same challenges, and that's what makes us each unique, is how we deal with those and how we, you know, our point of view as we approach a character. But it's pretty much the same situation for all of us. We have a bunch of dialogue to memorize, and you got to get out there and bring it to life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do it very, very well. Go ahead, Roadkill. Robert Patrick on with us. He's on HBO's True Blood. He's Kelly's cousin. Kelly, of course, not here today, but go ahead.
I really enjoyed the TV show Last Resort. When you were making it, was there any feeling while making it, you're like, I don't know if people are going to like this?
Yeah, there was. And I took that role for a couple of reasons, one of which the creator was a friend of mine and a gentleman that I respect and had worked with before by the name of Sean Ryan. He
mm-hmm.
had created the show The Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I like playing military roles, as Kelly Brown can tell you. My grandfather was a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, and I certainly enjoy any chance I get to do a military character. But I also like the politics of my guy, and I found that was what was interesting for me, was that this guy was, a true blue soldier. I mean, he
mm-hmm.
he believed in the Navy, believed in the government, and believed that what he was doing was right. And the rest of the crew were the ones that had betrayed not only my character but the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andy.
Robbie, obviously, like we've mentioned during this interview, that your career has spanned many different characters. Is there one that you have yet to play that you want to play?
That's a good question. I can't say that I've done everything I wanted to do, because that's not true, but I can't think of one right now, and I apologize for that.
How about a nice romantic comedy for the ladies?
A rom-com.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Robert Patrick in a rom-com. I like that.
You know, it's funny, because people.
Women like you, Robert. Well, you should do something like that.
I'm doing a romantic comedy. No, I'm doing a romantic film right now called Endless Love. We're shooting in Atlanta for Universal. Mm-hmm. And stars Alex Pettifer and Bruce Greenwood, Jolie Richardson, myself. And I'm the father of this young man that's getting involved with this gal, based on the movie from the 80s that starred Brooke Shields.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably about as close as I get to a romantic comedy. It's a very romantic movie that'll be out Valentine's Day.
Well, I look forward to seeing that.
I always think you play a great dad. And, I mean, obviously, in Walk the Line, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. That movie was perfect from head to toe, I thought. I mean, every performance was great. And you, as Johnny Cash's dad, was just amazing, that dynamic between you and Joaquin Phoenix. I can't say how much I love that enough. I know, well, I tell you every time, but it was great.
I appreciate that so much, and I love Joaquin. And I have to be honest with you, I was telling my wife, I said, my gosh, if I really lined up all the actors that I've been their father, it's quite an impressive list.
It's an impressive stretch.
It truly is. And, you know, it's becoming my bread and butter playing the dad. And this particular guy I'm doing right now is, you know, he's a rough dad, but he's the salt of the earth. He's a really, really good guy.
Mm-hmm. There was talk. I don't mean to cut you off.
He doesn't kill anybody, does he?
There's talk of another Terminator. Anything there, you think? Anything? Would you make an appearance in a new Terminator movie?
Well, you're not the first person to ask me this question. And you know, just my whole take on it right now is, it's not the kind of character that you can kind of keep going back to.
You're right.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, Terminators don't age, and, you know, I'm certainly 20 years older than I was when I did the Terminator 2.
Right.
So it's not like a kind of a, I don't see it as a franchise you can keep going back to.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I'm not as interested if Jim Cameron is not involved as the writer and the director.
Gotcha. Sure. Anything you want to say to Kelly, and he's obviously not here today, but anything you want to say, parting words, because I know our time is up?
Well, Kelly Brown, I was looking so forward to talking with you this morning, and I'm very disappointed that we didn't have the opportunity to have our reunion again. Each year we do. So I'm writing you. I'm taking you off the Christmas card list.
Robert, could you actually just say, hey, this is Robert Patrick, and here's my cousin Kelly Brown with today's news.
Hey, this is Robert Patrick, and here's my cousin Kelly Brown with today's news.
Well, that would cheer me.
No Christmas awesome, card, Robert, but he has.
Robert, it is always our pleasure, man. You know we love you, man. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate the love and support, and thank you guys so much.
All right.
We'll send you more pictures.
All right. Yeah, please do.
All right. Bye bye bye.
I'm just kidding about the Christmas card.
Right. Thanks, Robert. Bye bye. Robert Patrick, right there. You were not here to hear.
I was en route to the Upper Valley.
Yeah.
I had to miss it. I was sad.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I was never on the Christmas card.
Yeah, I also love the, which one to use, my cousin?
I mean, what does that say?
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us today on the Buzz Archive Friday. We'll be back Monday, 5:30. Free back rubs for everybody. Have a great weekend.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.